Good dress. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever see something?
Some of them called them bureaus, but they was made different from these here I see they got now.
How were they made different?
Yeah, they was all made of oak, and they was larger than these dresses they got now.
Did they have a mirror on them?
Yeah, big square mirror. Some of them had round. And it had knobs like a doorknob. You'd open the drawers, had open usually about four drawers down. Pull the drawers open.
Did you ever see anything that was kind of a big piece of furniture that you could hang your clothes up in? It had a rod across the top and you could hang things in it?
I never did see one now.
Did you ever hear of a wardrobe or an armor?
Yeah, we used to have two or three of them over at that old house.
You had two or three? What?
That, I don't know what went with them, they just tore up.
Mm-hmm. What did you call them?
We call them wardrobes.
Mm-hmm. What did they look like?
Well, they were made, had one made, just the color that is up high, had a curve around the top of it, and it's flat on the top. It had rollers in it, and doors, kitchen between, you could open a door. Some of them would have shelves on one side. These people used to hang their clothes up in them. You see, the old-fashioned people used to wear these old straw hats with flowers, these women, old straw hats with flowers on them. They'd put them in a box and now either hang them up in there. They come, yeah, wouldn't take so much room up, they just hang them on a nail or just lay them up in there. But you put them in a box, keep them breaking all them flowers, and had the hat pins on them that long. They stick through the hat and go through your hair to hold it on your head.
What do you call them, the things that you could have in a window? Well, like you got there on rollers that you pull down.
Curtain?
Uh-huh.
Window curtains, I call them. Shades, some of them call them.
Is shades and curtains the same?
Yeah, they're all the same. Well, they got some now. You can put up that with cloth and pull them back. I think them's what they call the shade.
Mm-hmm.
I never did put any there. I got some once, never did put them up there. I always sit there and look to the road. I never did.
Do you do any farming now?
I don't do nothing. I farmed up to 3 or 4 years ago, and I just quit.
Uh-huh. You still go hunting?
Uh-huh.
You still go hunting?
Nah, I can't walk hunting now. I walk down the pasture once in a while. Got a few cows down, go down. They come up here to see me every night. Too many ticks in that pasture. And I can't stand them.
I would have figured you went hunting though, with all these dogs here.
I turn them loose, they go to self, they stay 3 or 4 days, they come back. I can sit here and hear them on that creek running.
Mm-hmm.
They're running back, I have to have a bunch of dogs, them and a wolf around here.
There's wolves around here?
Wolf all around here. I lose so many of my dogs. There's a few deer when they go to hunting, they come out of Texas and cross and he'll hide and dog get after them. Sometimes they go plumb to Wasco.
Mm-hmm.
Go way back down that Woolworth Road. I've had them go to Keithville.